KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Long before binge-watching got fashionable for TV fans, the Telluride Film Festival was providing high-quality binges for fans of big-screen feature films. This year's festival stayed true to its calling, but Telluride also did something daring. The program opened with Errol Morris's enthralling Wormwood, a six-part, 258-minute miniseries produced by Netflix, one of the new giants revolutionizing the media world. This was a big deal, giving prominence to a film that isn't a film in the traditional sense. The festival acknowledged the revolution with a really binge-worthy example of why audiences are deserting the multiplexes for home streaming on smaller screens. I'll come back to Wormwood, which debuts on Netflix in December, but first, I want to talk about a festival film that was definitely a film and an absolute stunner, Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water. It's a fantasy of consummate gorgeousness in which Eliza, a mute cleaning woman played by Sally Hawkins, falls in love with, there's no other way to say this than to say it, a fish. But a fish with a strong family resemblance to the gill man of the 1954 genre classic, Creature from the Black Lagoon. Del Toro's movie is full of movie references, with special emphasis on movie musicals, but it's also one of a kind, a spellbinding tale that juxtaposes a woman's longing with wonderfully lurid Cold War intrigue in a surreal version of early 1960s Baltimore. The festival had lots of other good films, traditional films meant to be seen traditionally during single settings, 2 hours or so and you're out. But that's not how Errol Morris's Wormwood will be seen by TV viewers who take their entertainment these days in self-prescribed doses, either a little at a time or in one bingeful gulp. Wormwood is a singular experience, part documentary and part drama, a multi-layered account of Eric Olson, a man who's devoted decades of his life to unraveling the mysterious death of his father, a U.S. Army scientist. Yet Wormwood also typifies the sort of intricate, discursive storytelling that's favored by a new generation that doesn't always want to sit in a dark theater for a fixed amount of time. In that sense, the film's theatrical debut at Telluride was a bit of a paradox. I stood online to see it at a morning screening and struck up a conversation with a young staff member who was carrying a green light on a pole to mark the end of the line. Had she seen Wormwood yet? No, she said, I'd rather wait and see it when I can climb into bed or take a break for a snack in the kitchen. That doesn't mean the end of the line for conventional movies and movie theaters, but it certainly bespeaks the way times are changing. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be on vacation until the end of the month, then back on KCRW with more.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.